Mahu. Miyavik yimekach toi, so loy. That's the Gemara's Shaila. Number Zen the Shaila. What does Rashi say? Rashi says, Miyavik yimekach toi. Well, Rashi the Maisa is a different gears than the Gemara. Our Gemara is a gears from Miyavik yimekach toi. Sounds like from the Gemara is not saying it's mamash mekach. The Gemara says, mi have a kim mekach tois. What does that mean? Kim mekach tois. Rashi says, mi have a mekach tois. Says Rashi, im ba soiche lachsor boi ayode ali loisav, veloi mer loi kach socharti, ve ein tnai shalon ukayim, ma u lachzor. Interesting Rashi. Rashi says, im ba soiche lachsor boi, if the soiche comes to renege, so if the soicher wants to renege, ayode ali loisav, loy me lokach sacharti ein tnai shalano kaim, or tnai is not kaim, mau lachsav or kini bichoizer. It's very interesting. Rashi seems to say that the if the shalav it's a mekach tois or not is whether or not if the soicher chooses to be choizer, ayode is taina, ayode ali loisav, to say that the tnai was not kaim. So, Shaila does Mekach Tois need for one of the parties to taina that it's a Mekach Tois? Or does a Mekach Tois happen just from the mere fact that it's a Mekach Tois? What does Mekach Tois need someone to taina that it's a Mekach Tois? Or does it happen automatically? Rabach Ber says, there's actually two different types of mekach tois. One mekach tois he calls yayin v'nimtza chometz. The mekach tois, which is, I said I was going to buy wine, and you sell me a barrel. I open the barrel, and lo and behold, it's not wine. What is it? It's vinegar. There's another type of mekach tois, which is yafois v'nimtza rois. I paid you for old vines. I paid you for vintage wine. And you give me, you know, like a shvacha wine. It's yafois v'nimtzu rois. Says Rav Baruch Ber, not only are there two different categories, but the halachas are different. By yayin v'nimtzu choymetz, the mekach tois is a mekach tois even without anyone tining. It's be'etzem a mekach tois. I don't have to taino that it's a mekach tois. The mekach tois is automatic. By yafois v'nimtzu rois, so there, the mekach tois is only if the person that got tricked, he comes and claims that it's a mekach tois. He's toiveya the mekach tois.
Why?
Oh, shaila is why. But we'll get to that in a second. It's a good shaila. The shaila is why. But Ken Zayin, what Rashi is saying over here is as follows. A person rents a house bechezkas baduk. And nim tashena baduk. That, what type of mekach tois is that? Rashi says, it's only im ba ha-soicher lachzer boy al yidei ali loisev. The soicher comes to taina. He comes to try to be mevatel the mekach. So the example is as follows. I'll give an example as follows. Let's say a person goes into a fruit store, fruits and vegetable store, and asks if he could buy a lemon. And the person sells him a citrus, but lo and behold, it's not a lemon, it's an esrig. So the person that bought it might be very happy having an esrig, especially if it's a sukkus. Givaldik, okay, it's not what I wanted, but I'm fine with it. The moicher finds out that he accidentally sold him an esrog, a lemon instead of an esrog, and wants back his esrog. Can the moicher wasn't tricked. It was the lokeach that didn't get what he was bargained for. So can the moicher ask for his esrog back? So lich ura, if you tell me that yayin v'nimtza choymetz is be'etzem, it's be'etzem a mekach tois, so it was never a mekach. I never sold it to you. We made up, I was going to sell you a lemon. It's an esrog. This sale never happened. But what would happen if we made that I was going to sell you a very expensive wine? And instead I sold you a cheap wine. And punkt, I happen to need wine right now. I'm desperate for wine. I want my wine back, even though you paid an exorbitant price because you paid for expensive wine. I want to have the wine. I'll give you back the money, give me the wine. And you're not interested. What would be the din there? The chayra, according to Arboch Ber, is saying, I don't have to give it back to you. Why? Because the mekach was a mekach. I have a schus to be mevatel the mekach. You tricked me. It's only if I want to be mevatel. If I want to, I can. If I don't want to, I don't have to. Over here in our case, a person rented a house bechezkas baduk. Nimta sheina baduk. So can the even al atzad that it is a mekach tois, can the soicher, the renter, say, you know what, I'll take the house anyway. You know, I wouldn't have wanted it, but I'll take it anyway. Avadi can, says Rashi, im bo ha-soicher lachzor boy. If the soicher is coming to say, I want out, he's protesting. Al yedei ali lois, of course, of his taina, loimer loi kach socharti, ve'ein tnai shalonu kayim ha-olachzor. So maybe what's the pshat in that? What? What's the lumdus? Maish wants to know what's the lumdus. What's the yisoy? So perhaps the pshat is as follows. Something like this. When a person makes a transaction, so there's the transaction, and then there's what we'll call the fine print, or the conditions, the stipulations. What am I buying from you? A property. The property has to have this and has to have that, but I'm buying a property from you. What am I getting from you? I'm buying a lemon, right? And what type of lemon? I might want it to be a lemon from Argentina, or an Argentinian lemon, but I'm buying a lemon. You're selling me a lemon, and there's going to be... So, l'chayrazeh, if a person wants to buy wine and he gets vinegar, I bought wine. This is not wine. I didn't buy wine. But a person who buys wine, but he wanted fine wine. The fine wine, that is a tnai in what type of wine I wanted to buy. It's not in the pshat that this isn't, you didn't give me the merchandise, the item that I wanted. It's not the type that I wanted, but I wanted wine, this is wine. Elamai, I wanted to make, you use the word a tnai, a condition, that the type of wine that I wanted was good wine, and you gave me a bad wine. I can say you didn't fulfill the conditions. But is the upmach? We said wine. Is it wine? It's wine.
So it's kind of like there's less of a mekach
tois. Less of a mekach tois. Who said that? That maybe that's what the Gemara means. Kimekach tois. Why Rashi changed it to mamish mekach tois? Daf and vissen. Maybe that's what Rashi means when he says ve'ein tnai shalonu kayim. Ve'ein tnai. What is tnai shalonu kayim? We made a tnai. Vein tnai shalon. Our tnai isn't kayim. Our mekach is not kayim. What does it mean, our tnai? Rashi means to say, avada, the etzem mekach is kayim. But all the conditions, the fine print is not kayim. He has the ability, if he wants, to be mevatel the mekach. It's doimet to yafais v'nim tzurais. That's what we're saying. This mekach tois is yafais v'nim tzurais. Correct. Okay. So this is the Gemara Shaila. The Gemara Shaila is it considered to be like a Mekach Tois? Mi have a Mekach, ki Mekach Tois, Mekach Tois, oy loy. So Rabbi say, what's the Gemara talking about? Maskir Bayis L'chaveiro, the Gemara doesn't say when. Maskir Bayis L'chaveiro, Bechezkas Baduk. So I think Pasha Pshat in the Gemara is, this Gemara is coming right after the Gemara before. The Gemara before says Ches Kasei Baduk Ein Ches Kasei Baduk. Now the Gemara says I'm asking by the Chaveiro, and it's Ches Kasei Baduk Mao. Now, especially if you go like the Rambam, because the Rambam said the Gemara came to a conclusion in the previous sugya. What was the conclusion of the Gemara? Ches Kasei Baduk Ein Ches Kasei Baduk. Ches Kasei Baduk. So the Gemara came to a conclusion. Ches Kasei Baduk. Says the Gemara, okay, so what happens if you're maskir b'ayis l'chaveiro when it's ches kasei baduk that you just mentioned, and this sugya is a continuation of the previous sugya? If that's the case, hold on a second. If that's the case, then what was the previous sugya talking about? When were we talking about is it ches kasei baduk or not? Maskir b'ayis l'chaveiro on when? On the 14th. The Gemara said on the bottom of Daftal Ramad Aleph, Hamaskir b'ayis l'chaveiro bi'arba soy ches kasei baduk v'ein ches kasei baduk. The Gemara is continuing, and the Gemara is saying, okay, Hamaskir b'ayis l'chaveiro b'ches kasei baduk v'nim tsheino baduk. It means on the 14th. That's the way I would have read the Gemara right away. The Rambam understands the Gemara came to a conclusion. The Gemara said the following words before. Says the Gemara, La'olam eimelacha ches kasei baduk. V'achamayeskinan demuchzak lan shelo baduk. So the Gemara said, La'olam eimelacha ches kasei baduk. The Rambam says, we paskin ches kasei baduk. That's the maskana of the Gemara. So then this Gemara will be talking about the 14th and everything with, and that's gonna, and that would be the case. If you understand that the Gemara before was came out as iboya deloy ifshita, and not only that, but the halacha is that even in that case, you would have to go and do the bedika again. That was the Maram Chalava. So you can't say it's talking about just the regular 14th, because we don't say Ches Kasei Baduk. And the Gemara seems to say, the Gemara says, Maski Ba'is L'Chaveo, B'Ches Kasei Baduk. How is it B'Ches Kasei Baduk? Oh, so you have to say it's a case when the guy told you. As it can't be a case where we're just assuming it's Ches Kasei Baduk. According to the Rambam, you rented a house on the 14th. What's the assumption? According to what Avrami is saying, it's not that it's Ches Kasei Baduk. It's actually, he told you it was Baduk. So it's a little, it's really, I would have worded it a little differently, Avrami. I would have said, he told you it's Baduk, and it wasn't. Ches Kasei Baduk means that was just the assumption. It goes much more geschmack like the Rambam. What?
And according to the Rambam, if normal is like it's Chasis Baduk, so you don't have to say that it's Baduk. So if you decide to rent it out his house and find that it's not Baduk, you know it's Baduk.
What?
According to Rambam, it's always it's Chasis Baduk. So why is it
the same? No, but what happens if he rents it to you and tells you, by the way, I didn't check the house? I'm just telling you, I didn't check the house. No, my point is like this. Let's say I go over to you, Reb Shlomo wants to rent my house. I say, Reb Shlomo, I know it's the 14th, I know I should have checked. I didn't.
Okay.
Would be in a kingdom, but okay. So you. But so. You know. But Lamaisa is there's a matzias of not ches kasei baduk. So the Gemara is saying with the norm, which is ches kasei baduk. You're right. It's the norm, but there are exceptions. You can't just say I'm maskir b'ayis l'chaveiroi and it's not baduk. Maskir b'ches kasei baduk, which is the norm.
He lied. You know. The masker lied. Said, I checked my house and he didn't.
Well, not well, again. According to the Rambam, the Maskir didn't say anything. It's very geschmack. The Maskir just rented the house. You assumed it's Ches Kasei Baduk. You can assume it's Ches Kasei Baduk. He didn't lie to you. But according to what Avrami is suggesting, which we'll see in the Tosis in a second, but let's stick with the Rambam for a second. Obviously, I want to stick to the Rambam. I'm going to get to Avrami in a minute. Yes.
I understand why Rashi switches it from Ketah to actually. But the way Rabbi explained it to Mekach Tais, it seems like he's getting the Etzem house at the end of the day.
Right,
so,
right.
So it's, again, that's the fine print that he's just.
Right, not, correct.
So it seems like it would be up to the guy, and it seems like
it is.
Case.
It is up to the guy.
What's the side to say that, or it's not?
Oh, because maybe it's not even considered Mekach Tais at all. We'll see, we're going to come out that way. It's not even a Mekach Tais at all. We'll see in a second. We'll see. Okay, according to the Rambam, I have a question for you. He rented the house on the 14th. Who was supposed to do the bedika? Did he do his bedika? No. Okay, I have a very simple solution. Call the maskir on the phone and tell him, get down here and do your bedika. Why is it a mekach tois? Why is it a mekach tois? You'll just call the maskir and tell him, buddy, come do the bedika. Finished. I didn't have to lift a finger. What? Either you could say he's not in town, or you could say that the Maskir says, I know it's my chiv, I'm not doing it. Have a nice day.
Maskir died.
That's not in town, it's the same. The same, what? Yeah, no, but even no, but once the chiv is chal on the maskir still has to do it. I can still haul the maskir in, and if the maskir leaves town, then maybe it'll become my chiv. You're right, but as long as he's in town, he's got to do it. And the third answer, which the Rishonim say, is look, I'm not interested in you now like trampling all over this. I want to rent a house. You're gonna come in here. You're gonna start turning over beds and. Forget it. I mean, I'm not interested. You're going to do a bedika now. You should have done a bedika before. I rented the house already. No, I'm not interested in you coming in here right now. I want to leave. You're going to come. You're gonna prance all over the place. You're going to dirty the house. It's like it's not no good. Any of those reasons, that's why he's not interested in the mosque. Either the mosque is not interested or he's not interested. Shalis is at a mekach tois. Toisus learns not like that. Lomizen toisus. Toisus maskir ba'is l'chaveru b'cheska shu balik. Nira l'rajba. Now, Rabbi said this Rajba is not the Chedushi HaRajba. Toisus never quotes the Chedushi HaRajba, ever. Because I think Toisus was before the Chedushi HaRajba. This is the Rash Mishantz. This is not Reb Shlomo ben Aderes.
If
he
wants the Sefer, he's letting the Masker
in. Nira l'... What?
You're saying the Sefer does on the Masker. The Masker's at the house saying, I'll do Bedika now. Right. He's saying, I don't want you in.
Right.
He's saying, I'll
do Yeah, because so. I rented a house, not with people walking through my house. When I rent a house, you are not allowed. No one's allowed in my house when I rent it. I want to relax right now. I came to Florida. I rented a house in Miami. I was going to have a good time. All of a sudden, you're going to come, start turning over the beds, opening up the sofa. You know, forget it. I'm not taking this house. But I got to sit here while you go running around, you know, like doing all your bedikas. I'm out of here. Forget it. Very understandable. Says Toisus, near the Rashba, the Bishloisha Asar Airi. We're talking about on the 13th. Not on the 14th. The Barbosar and a maskir live doik. Toisus says on the 14th, it's the maskir's job to check. So we can't be talking about the 14th. What exactly Toisus' problem is with the 14th? It's on the maskir to check. Okay. So why does that make it automatically a mekach tois? So, the Achroinim say different pshatim in Tosfos. They say the pshat in Tosfos is as follows. We'll see the Gemara. The Gemara ends up saying, why is it not a mekach tois? We'll have to go through the Gemara later. Nichalei le'inish, levin mitzvah begufay. Nichalei le'inish, levin mitzvah b'memoinoy. A person's happy to do mitzvahs with his body, do business with his money. Says the Chedushi Anshe Shem, but that's only if the mitzvah belongs to who? Belongs to the person who's doing it. But it's the maskir's mitzvah. Now, I'm going to do your mitzvah. Your mitzvah? No way. I'm not excited about doing it. I'm excited about doing my mitzvah. So if he rented it on the 13th, whose mitzvah is it? The Seicher's mitzvah. Okay, so you told me you can do the mitzvah for me. I'm happy to do my own mitzvah. I'm happy to pay for my own mitzvah. I'm happy to put energy in my own mitzvah. No problem. But if I end on the 14th, says the Chedush Anshe Shem, whose Iker mitzvah is it really? The Maskir's mitzvah. There's no, over there it's for sure Mekach Tois. I'm not excited about this at all. What?
It's not getting a mitzvah.
It's not his mitzvah.
He's not getting a mitzvah at all.
It's the right thing to do.
What?
It's the right thing to do.
Oh, he's even kind of mechuyev. So that might depend. We're going to see that also. We'll see that in a second. So Rabbi, so let me say it this way, okay? Gabriel, this is what you wanted to say. Lemaisa, Rabbi Sai, who should really be mechuyev in the bedika? Who should really be mechuyev? According to Tosfos, for example. The Soicher, why? He has Shem Yavadachla. So why are we saying it's the Maskir's Chiv? Kivan Shechal Suloi Poka. But that's, but whose mitzvah is it really? It's the Soicher's mitzvah. So if the Maskir bounces, the Soicher gets a full mitzvah. And he's going to make a bracha too. Right, Gabriel? So he's got a good mitzvah. So maybe that's why we said that the Pashup Shad is Yudalid. Yeah, they're Rishonim that learned that it's Yudalid. Because they all, the Stacha Mitzvah. Why, what's the wrong with the mitzvah?
do it, fuck off. It's only gonna go away if he like dies or something. It's still there. And he's just saying not to do it.
We said, based on the Gemara before, that if the maskir doesn't do the mitzvah, then the mitzvah is chal on the soicher.
If he doesn't do it, or doesn't do it.
Even if he doesn't, even if he knows he's not going to do it, it transfers over to the soicher. It's a question of how exactly that happens, but let's say he's not here to do it. He's not here. He's not around. So then it becomes a full mitzvah. Maybe that'll depend if he's not around or he doesn't want to do it. That could be right. Al kolponim. Reb Shmuel Rozovsky says a different teretz. This is what Reb Shlomo was suggesting as follows. Shmuel Rozovsky says the following thing. If a maskir doesn't do his mitzvah, is it really a full mitzvah on the soicher to do bedikah? Well, I mean, we were suggesting yes, but if you remember back in the day, we said over from the Ran, and that Ran we gave out in the Maror Mekoymis today, there's no real mitzvah. It's just, like, let's say I have a goy's chametz in my house. Can I just leave the chametz laying around?
Cover it up.
You have to cover it up. That's not a real bedika. It's not a real mitzvah. You don't make a bracha when you cover up the chametz. So to over here, says the Ran, if I'm a soicher, it's not my mitzvah. It's the maskir's mitzvah. But I'm going to have to do bedika because I can't just have chametz lying around. But it's not a real mitzvah. Nichle le'inish le'ved mitzvah. So for example, would you make a bracha on this bedika according to this Ran? No. Might be the right thing to do, but it's not a complete mitzvah. The way that Gavriel was suggesting that it's a full mitzvah, what do you mean? Sochra is doing a mitzvah. It depends on when the maskir doesn't do his chiyuf. Do we say that it now the soicher gets the chiyuv, or he just has to cover it up? Al kolponim, Tosfos says it can't be talking about on the 14th, it's talking about on the 13th. Rabbi Yisrael, if it's the 13th, how did it become Chezkas Barak? How is it Chezkas Barak on the 13th? How in the world did it get Chezkas Barak? Says the Meiri, we're talking about a case where the maskir told the soicher, hey, I checked it. You're going to come in, it's going to be all checked for chametz. He scammed him. What's the shaila of Mekach Tois in the Gemara? He scammed him. What? Says the Rishonim that we're talking about a case where he told him he was going to check it. However, it was never made into a tnai. You have to understand, the way that things are binding in halacha is if you can make promises up the wazoo. But if I make it a tnai, there's halachas of tnai. It's called tnai b'nei gad u'b'nei ruvain. Monetary things, in order for something to be binding, it has to be made into a tnai. So there's many halachas to how a tnai has to be done. It has to be hein koidem lalav. Has to be tnai kuffel. Tnai kuffel is you have to say, if you check it, then I'm renting it from you for $1,000. If you don't check it, I'm not renting it from you. And also, it has to be hein koidem lalav. If you say, if you don't, then I'm not, doesn't work. It has to be, if you check it, I am. If you don't, I'm not. Those are two of the examples of the halachas of B'nai Gad or B'nai Reuven. There are others. But in order for something to be binding in monetary law, it needs to have a tanai. So, Enoch Hanami, I told you I was going to do it. But it's not an automatic mekach tois. It's a shayla lemais, you tricked me. So is that enough to make that the michira is not chal? Oh, Rashi uses the lashon of tanai. The shayla is, does Rashi mean tanai mamish? I'm not sure. Rashi says, in tnai shalonu kayim. Rashi makes it sound like it's a tnai. Enochanami says the Ramban, the Ra'ah brings from the Ramban. We're talking about, over here, there was a tnai b'nei God u b'nei Ruvain. There was a tnai b'nei God u b'nei Ruvain. And still, he reneged on his tnai. The Gemara has a shayla, is there mekach tois or not? There was a tnai b'nei gadu b'nei ruvain. That's better. There was a tnai b'nei gadu b'nei ruvain. and the maskir reneged on his tnai, and still the Gemara is a shaila. What's the shaila? Who's tnai b'nei Gad b'nei Reuven? I can make the most ridiculous tnai I want to make in the world. I can make a tnai. I'll sell you this to you if it doesn't rain tomorrow. If it does, if it rains tomorrow. If it doesn't rain tomorrow, I don't sell it to you. Why? Okay, that's what I want. Why? Why is it crooked letter? I can do whatever I want. I made it tonight. It's a tonight. Goodbye. So what's the Gemara's Hava Amina over here? What's the Hava Amina over here? It's not a Mekach Tois. Says the Ra'ah as follows. Avado, there, Rabbi said there's two different things we have to discuss. One thing is the money, and the other thing is the bias. In other words, it costs money to do a bedika. Says there are for sure, for certain, you're going to have to give the money back. If he hired a crew, for example, you for sure have to give the money back. That's because he made a tanai. The shaila is, does the tanai force you to pay him back? Or does the tanai mevatel the entire mekach? So for sure there's a tanai here. What? Pay the money that it costs for the bedika. I'll explain as follows. I think that the shaila is as follows. I basically trying to explain the amkas as follows. I said, I'm renting you this house for $1,000 for Pesach. Now I made a tanai, only if it's checked. Is the tanai saying I'm only renting it if it's checked? Or is the tanai saying I'm only paying $1,000 if it's checked? I'm making a tanai. The tanai is saying something about this mechira is not going to be like this way. What's the tanai? I think the shaila is the tanai I'm not renting it unless it's checked? Or is the tanai I'm not paying $1,000 if it's checked? If the tanai is I'm renting this from you for $1,000... if it's checked. So, am I saying I'm renting it for you if it's checked, or $1,000 if it's checked? What's the difference? As follows. It's not checked. Do you say, okay, there's clearly a tanai here, so there's clearly no mekach, so I didn't rent it from you? Or do you say, no, I don't want to spend $1,000 if it's if it wasn't checked. I still want to rent the apartment, but I don't want it to cost that. You got to give me my money back. I need to get some money back. What? Oh, we'll see. We'll get there. Good, we'll get there.
It has to be there as the money, because you said it's like Yafa's Nimtzuroy. She's a Mecca Tanai, it's just the
Tanai
wasn't.
Yafa's Nimtzuroy, I could give you back the I don't deduct money. I could say I don't want this at all. Take it back. Take the whole thing back. Goodbye.
Yeah, but it's not, that's what we decided there. The
okay, so over here, he's trying to be Mevato the whole Mecca. Do we let him or not? He's saying, I don't want the whole thing. We said, what do you mean? I made it tonight. We said, yeah, but the tonight was only in the money. Or not. L'chura, these are the three ways of learning the Gemara. Is it talking about on Yudalit? And the Gemara is a Shaila. He didn't say anything, and that's the most mashma in the Gemara. Bechezkas Baruch. Or is it talking about on Yud Gimel? And he said that he checked it, but it wasn't a Tanai. Or it's on Yud Gimel, and it was a Tanai. It was a Tanai. What in the world is that having me? It's not a Mekach Tois. Maybe the Tanai is only in the moment, it's not in the Atzim Mechira. Tanai is in the price. Let's see what the Gemara says. Says the Gemara. What's the answer? Toshma, d'amar Abaye, loy mi boye ve'asher d'lo yoiv agra ubadku. Not only in a town where most people don't pay and they check themselves. D'nichele le'inish l'kiyuma mitzvah begufa. A person likes to do a mitzvah with his body. Elafilu ba'asra diyoiv agro badko. Dinichelinish le kiyume mitzvah bimimoina. So, what's the Gemara's maskana basically? Is it a mekach tois or not?
No.
Not a mekach tois. Not in a place where he's going to do it with his own hands. Not in a place when he's going to do it with shelling out money. Nichelinish le kiyume mitzvah bimimoina. Says Rashi. You don't pay other people. You don't hire crews. Even if he knew that it wasn't checked, that wouldn't have stopped him, deterred him from checking, from renting it. Every person will do it, and now even a place when they hire people and it's going to cost them money. If you would have known yesterday, they'll have a hader bay yesterday because he rented it on the 14th. It seems like according to Rashi on the 13th. I'm sorry. Says Rashi, v'hadika hader bay. Rashi's bavoni. Hold on. If he's so happy to do this, so why is he screaming bloody murder right now? The Seicher is not a happy camper. He's saying, I'm not happy. So we're saying, oh, you're really happy to be able to spend your own money on your mitzvah. And he's saying, no, I'm not. What are you telling me I'm happy for? I am not happy. I'm furious. I'm what is a mekach tois. So how can we say, nichel nishlev mitzvah moina? He's telling us it's not true. Says Rashi, Mishum milsa achriti he da'ashkach beis achrina de Shapira mina. Really, there's something else going on under the surface. He rented this house in Miami, all excited to be with all of the Jews from New York in Miami. Gets down to Miami and everyone's in Boca. What happened? He thought Miami was the place. He's like, I can't believe I spent $2,000 on a house over Pesach and no one's even here. So he's looking for an out. So he sees the house is not Baruch. Oh, Mekach Tois, I'm out of here, I'm going. But truth be told, if it was in Boca, would he be so fast to say, I don't want to do it? No, he's plenty fine. He's fine doing the Bedika. That wasn't his issue. His issue was that he doesn't really want this house. So he's just not being 100% honest. That's the way Rashi's learning over here.
According to Rashi, it's the 14th that he rented it out.
13th.
Rashi says the 13th?
Yeah, because Esmoil. Rashi says before, it's Esmoil, the day before. He rented it the day before.
If it's a woman.
So what?
If the Seicher is a woman.
If the Seicher is a woman? He can't do the Bedik himself, you mean?
Yeah,
you're saying Stamazoi. For them, it's not Nicha, because they're Atzlanias. Very good. Good. Yeah.
What difference does it make if he has a better house offer if it's like the day before Pesach? Realistically, he's going to be able to make it as well?
I guess he could. He found a house that's open in Boca, and he wants to bounce. To pack his bags and go. Rashi's explaining, if you hold that it's not a Mekach Tois, so what is this person screaming for? Why is he all upset? We're saying he's really happy. He's really happy, so he doesn't look happy, he doesn't sound happy. Says Rashi, there's really something else at play here. He's not happy because he wants a different house. Not because he really would be happy. It's just that he found something else. It's a better option, and that's why he's just using this as an excuse. Okay.
Tosfos doesn't define this kasha. It means he holds it's be'etzim a mekach tos.
Could be. Be'etzim not a mekach tos.
Be'etzim not, yeah.
Yeah, could be. Possibly. Okay, Rabbi Isai. The Zach Sazeh. The Zach is Azeh. If you learn like that it's talking about on the 14th, or if you learn like Tosfos that it's talking about on the 13th, in both of those, and there was no Tnai made. So I understand. Now he has to spend his own money in order, the Shazi is spending his own money. However, according to the Pshat we said from the Ramban, that we're talking about, it's on the 13th, and he made a Tnai Kafel. And for sure, even if it's not a Mekach Tois, what is for sure he have to do? Even if it's not a Mekach Tois, what? He has to pay. That's what the Tanai is doing. So what does the Gemara mean to say? Even if I do the mitzvah, what am I going to get back? My money. Because he made a tanai. The tanai for sure is mechayev him to get his money back. He rented on the 13th with the tanai. Comes the 14th, it's not checked. It's the mitzvah of the soicher, but I made a tanai. I made a tanai.
You're not doing the mitzvah. Right?
Who's not doing the mitzvah? Soicher's checking.
Hire someone.
Whatever. Okay, yeah. The soicher hires someone. That's his way of doing the mitzvah. He doesn't have to do it himself. The maskir. I rented the house from the maskir on the 13th. The maskir did not do the bedika. I made a tanai with him. He do the bedika. He didn't. Okay, I'm going to do the bedika, and it's going to cost me out of my pocket. What do you mean? You're going to go turn around to the maskir and ask him for the money back. So the pshat in the Gemara is, Gemara doesn't mean a person's willing to spend money to do a mitzvah. What does the Gemara mean? A person's willing to temporarily shell out money to do a mitzvah. But is he going to get his money back? Yeah. He's going to get his money back. According to this pshat, the pshat of the Ramban, which is maybe Rashi Daf and Vista, that's Tnai Mamish. So he's going to get his money back. Not only that, I'd like to suggest the following thing. I would say, what about if you're talking about in a town where people check themselves? So I rented the house on the 13th. I told them, listen, I'm only renting the house bitnai, koidon lemaisa, tnai, kafla, everything. That, it's checked. He comes to the house, isn't checked. The soicher rolls up his sleeves and he checks himself. What's the din? What? I think that the masker has to pay him. Masker has to pay him. Yep. For his tircha. 100%.
Even
if he doesn't, Rabbi said, what's the tanai? Even in a place where people don't rent other people. Time is money, my friends. So, look. I made a tanai with you. What's the tanai? The tanai is, I'm only renting it for you for this price if it's checked. If it's not checked, I'm not renting it from you. So even if you say, I'm happy to do a mitzvah with my body if I'm getting my money's worth. I want to get my money's worth. So this is the chiddush here, my friends. According to this pshat, even if he rented on the 13th, and it's an asra that they don't spend money to check, but I'm going to charge you for my tircha. And if you're not going to pay for my tircha, then what was the tanai worth? I made a tanai. What is the tanai worth? Nothing. The tanai has to be saying, I'm not paying full price. I will not pay full price for this. The tanai was $1,000, $2,000 for Pesach if it's checked. It's not checked, I'm not paying $2,000. I'm happy to do the mitzvah. Sure, I'll do the mitzvah, no problem. But pay me.
Money was only to do bediki. He was never going to have that money anyway. The master's going to pay for him to do it.
What did you say?
If the master's paying for him to do it, then the Sefer never touched that money. So now that he did it, why would he have to pay?
I don't understand what you mean.
The Sefer would never touch that $2,000 it would cost to do a bediki. It would go straight to the workers that he would have to hire.
So he doesn't hire workers. He's doing it himself.
But the whole tonight was that you hire workers
from. No, that's not. Tonight is you do the bedika. I don't care how you do it. You do it. Someone else does it. You're doing the bedika. I want a checked house. I'm paying $2,000. That's a lot of money for Pesach. $2,000, checked house. If it's not checked, I don't want to pay $2,000. Why did you pay? I don't know. You pay. Maybe it was your tircha. Time is money. Effort, you know, it's something, you know, it's an effort. I'm not interested in that effort. Whatever the pshat is. The chura. The chura. That's what.
Why is it going to be two different cases of different places? Why?
Because one place a person is going to have to work himself to get paid. The other one, he's putting out money to get paid. Gemara says, not only where he's working will he be willing to do it, he's even willing to pay in order to do it. But either way, he's going to get reimbursed.
What about a place where it's not nichilei?
What does it mean, a place that's not nichilei?
Gemara says, Asr, that place where they are.
No. You know, either one's nichalei. There's
no,
an asr.
If the Gemara's making it sound like it's night, depending on Malcolm.
Right, there's some places where people.
A place where they're just not good people. There,
we didn't find such a place. Sadoim. You got bigger problems than Mekach Tyson's. Okay, Rabbi Isai. Akopanim, what's the maskana of a Gemara? Nichal inish levin mitzvah b'moina, yes or no? Yes. Ask the Pri Chodesh. I have a different Gemara that seems to say not like this. A steer in the Gemara's Amr Zen, the Pri Chadash. It's a beautiful Pri Chadash. It's actually it's going on the Ritva. We can see the biggest everyone brings the Pri Chadash, but let's see the Ritva. The Ritva Ba Metzia. The Gemara Ba Metzia says the following thing: The Gemara says that when it comes to a sefer, let's say a person finds someone else's sefer, is he allowed to use the sefer? Says the Ritzvah b'Metzia Chavtes Amid Beis, Kivan de'ika kapeda de'kil kol ha'sefer. The sefer is going to get worn. And when the sefer gets worn, it's going to get ruined. The pages are going to get frayed or whatever. Loi nichale. Dayatza schara. But I've said it's costing him money. Ki ayoyim emachal o yiyo sefer b'melilmoit. Avo b'mili deleka shum chshash kilkul. If there's no loss of money, over there v'adayachal lishol shalol l'das b'ayilum emeven mitzvah. For example, in matzah talis or tefillin shel chaver, you're allowed to put on someone else's talis and just put it back. You're allowed to put on someone's tefillin and put it back. Yes, you're not allowed to take it out of the building, for example, because the guy might need it himself. He's going to come there and where's my talis? But if you're staying right next to him, you're allowed to put on the talis, fold it up, and put it back. Not a problem. Alechol lemaisa, ask Rabbi Wiener, but I'll kopanim why? Because there's no loss. It doesn't cost anything. It's not causing him a. There's not. What does it sound like? Sounds like the Gemara holds. When is it nichal elinish leavened mitzvah? Only if it doesn't cost them money. In other words, but would a person spend money to do a mitzvah? No. Chayra says the Pri Chadash is a steer to our Gemara. Our Gemara says a person's willing to do bedikas chametz even to cost them money. You should have done it, and then it wouldn't cost me anything. I'm going to do it, and it's going to cost me money. No problem. Nichal enish leben mitzvah b'mamayna. But over there, the Gemara seems to say, a sefer I'm not willing to for someone to use. Why? It's lo nichal enish leben mitzvah if it is a pseida. Chayra it's a stira. Okay. So I'd like to suggest that first of all, according to the last pshat we just said, so the whole thing's not true. The last pshat we said, what does it mean, nichal enish leven mitzvah b'mamayna? A person's willing to put out money, but only if he gets it back. Okay. There it's nichal enish leven mitzvah b'mamayna. But in the case of the sefer, I'm going to put out money, and I'll never get it back. The sefer's going to get ruined. But over here, it's nichal enish leven mitzvah b'mamayna if he gets it back. So the chori, the kasha doesn't start according to the last mahalach. Also, everybody say, we said a svara. We asked the question. We said maybe it's only on Yud Gimel that there's mekachtois, that there's a shaila. But on Yud Dalet, it's vadai mekachtois. Why is it vadai mekachtois? Said the chadushi an sheishem, because it's not my mitzvah. It's the soicher's mitzvah. It's the maskir's mitzvah. It's not the soicher's mitzvah, it's really the maskir's mitzvah. If it's on Yud Dalet, it's the maskir's mitzvah. So what is the chadushi an sheishem saying? When is it nichalele inish levin mitzvah mamayna if it's his mitzvah? But someone else's mitzvah, I'm not so happy people to do mitzvahs from my bank account. My own mitzvahs I'll do on my bank account. So if it's Yud Gimel, whose mitzvah is it? If he rents the house on Yud Gimel, whose mitzvah is it? Soicher's mitzvah. There you could talk about Nichal Inish. On Yud Dalet, no. So the Fizeh, the Choyra, when someone else wants to use my sefer, so it's his mitzvah. I'm not so happy with him if it's going to be on my dime for his mitzvah. In the Ma'is, it's very meduyik in the Lashon of the Gemara. Says the Birkas Avraham. Why? Because in our sugi it says, Nichalei le'inish le'kiyumei mitzvah b'mamayna. That Gemara says, Nichalei le'inish she'te'oved mitzvah b'mamayna. Le'kiyumei means for me to be mekayim a mitzvah. Te'oved means should be done a mitzvah. In other words, over there we're talking about it should be done. Someone else is doing the mitzvah. So with my talis and tefillin, he can. Doesn't cost me anything, I'm happy. But my sefer, I'm not happy. Why? Because it's going to cost me something. Our sugya, I'm willing to spend the money on my mitzvah because I'm doing the mitzvah. Nichal elinish lekiyumei mitzvah b'mamayna. Says the Birkas Avraham one last svara. This is a very it's a very glatta svara. Let's take a look at it inside. And with this we'll close. Oid nirali liyashev de inyan dehach nichusa. Eina shave bekol adam. I always say, not everyone is the same. You know, we don't, I mean, Avi was asking about a place where all people are evil. So I don't know if we have that. But there are plenty of people that are individuals that might be evil. Or at least not as forthcoming, not so happy to do mitzvahs, not so happy to spend money to do mitzvahs. Hach nichusa in a shavah l'kol adam. Everyone is the same. There's such a thing as people that their money is very precious to them. Our sugya is whether or not, what is the assumption? Can you make it a mekach tois? What does that mean? In order to make it a mekach tois, I need to undo the mekach. To undo the mekach, I need to have overwhelming evidence that he doesn't want it. Kivan de'ika nichale leka umdana levatel kinyan aschirus. We have what's in front of us seems like a kinyan schirus, a chazaka that there is a schirus here. You want to try to be mevatel the mekach. There you need overwhelming evidence. Kivan de'ika nichale leka umdana levatel kinyan aschirus. Avo beba metzia. Over there in Bar Metzia, I would like to take the liberty to take someone else's Sefer Torah without his knowledge. Over there, I'm trying to make an assumption that it's okay to do it. Over there, as long as there are people that are not Nichale, I can't make that assumption. So in other words, over here where we're trying to step back from a Mekach, you can only do that if you know for sure he's lo nichale. A lot of people are nichale. Sorry, it's not a bitul mekach. Over there, we're trying to step into a she'ela. I'd like to borrow this without asking. I'd like to use this without asking. You need to have the overwhelming evidence that he'll allow it. So this is another answer to the Pri Chadash. What? So if you already use the Sefer Torah, and the question is, would you have to like pay him for it or something like that? There, maybe you would take a say nichle nishlev mitzvah moina. That's what Akiva was saying would be perhaps a nafka mina. Correct? Very good. Okay, Rabbi Yisai, this I believe is the end of the sugya. The next two dots is going to be discussing starting a whole new sugya here, where we discuss the inyan of where are the makoris for the mitzvahs tashbisu, for bal yiro bal yimatze. This is also, it's a very yisoidi, it's a very fundamental sugya, but we're not going to start this until a day or two after Shavuos. Probably the day after Shavuos, I'm going to speak to Rabbi Wagshall, unless the Olam would rather Rabbi Elephant. You can have Rabbi Elephant give him a chinah, though he's definitely less forgiving, I got to be honest with you. He's a little bit scarier. Both scary is good. You want Rabbi Elephant? I can tell him to go hard on you. He liked Tavi? Who, Rabbi Elephant liked Tavi?
Yeah, they got into a fight. That's Azara.
Weird.
They really know Gemara. They say confidently, give it over to like an eighth grade cheer. Gemara recognizes. Everyone was quiet. I was like, I could do it. He gave him a little hard time.
That was here?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay, the truth is we could ask Rabbi Resnick to do it. We could ask anyone you want, because...
Yeah,
we can. No, yeah, we can't do it. Russia doesn't speak the language. Rabbi, does anyone have a preference? No, let's be serious. I could ask... Rabbi Elephant? Yeah? Okay, Rabbi Elephant. B'li Nedra. I'll ask Rabbi Elephant. What? Okay, right, listen, Rabbi Yisai, we have time between now and the end of Shavuos, so I strongly advise the Olam to do, I'm going to write Chazara questions. I strongly advise the Olam to do a serious Chazara, because Rabbi Elephant's not going to...